More than 600 ballots were counted Friday for the district race, consisting of mostly questioned ballots. The newest numbers bring the total for Ortiz up to 3,527 votes, or 50.57%. Republican Sherry Klein now has 3,425 votes, or 49.11%.
We have no ballots left that will affect that race at this time.
That's Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai, who says Friday's count completed the last of the ballots in the House District 36 race, unless some are received that were mailed from overseas. However, Fanumiai says it's unlikely that any ballots mailed from overseas would change the results.
We see very few ballots trickle in statewide between today and next Wednesday.
The race has been extremely close from the start. Following the November 4th general election, Ortiz was ahead by 19 votes. 1 week later, the two candidates switched places after a count of absentee and early ballots. That count put Klein ahead by 9 votes until the most recent count. Ortiz says that while he knows the current numbers, he hadn't yet heard that the race was over.
Well, I'm obviously pleased and still guarded, though. I'm not claiming victory at this point. I'm not aware of how many votes are potentially still out there.
No matter what, though, Ortiz congratulates Klein on her campaign.
Very energetic and very thorough, and certainly we're worthy opponents, no matter what the outcome.
Ortiz says if it does turn out that he's the next House District 36 representative, he'll work hard to promote the interests of the district. He says he's had some informal conversations with potential staff and with potential caucus representatives.
I have had some phone calls today, as a matter of fact, and it's confidential at this point, but certainly the potential there, you know, is to, well, I'm committed to representing the best interests of District 36, including with my caucus decision. So that's what I'll say about that.
Klein congratulated Ortiz on his victory and wished him luck in the job. She says she looks forward to taking a little break now and spending time with her husband.
You know, I've never been particularly one that gets too stressed about things, and so I figure what I'm meant to be is meant to be. And just go with it and make the best out of it.
Klein says she's happy with the voter turnout and says this race demonstrates that everyone's vote makes a difference. Klein won't rule out a future run for political office or perhaps helping another Republican campaign. House District 36 covers the southernmost tip of southeast Alaska. It includes Ketchikan, Saxman, Wrangell, Metlakatla, and Heidelberg. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.